Another day has started. Let us for a moment reflect on what can make the chanting experience a very fulfilling experience, in the sense that we really feel close to Krishna. The answer is to chant with some devotional feeling, loving devotion. This is required in order to bridge the gap between us being conditioned souls and Krishna. I would like to share an interesting definition of bhakti given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana, bhakti e Krishna naam smaran krandan. Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti is the greatest treasure. Bhakti means crying while remembering Lord Krishna's holy names. This idea of chanting with some involvement, where the heart, as the Bhagavatam says, melts with ecstatic love. This idea is given in the Bhagavatam. Ishvara Puri, when he taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taught apostrophes, spoke to him a verse which is the essence of the entire Bhagavatam. And in this verse, it is said that the chanter who is committed to this process of chanting is chanting with love and ecstatic emotions. So naturally the question is, how can a person who has not yet developed such feelings for Krishna all of a sudden jumpstart himself and get to the feeling of chanting with emotion? He may have to go through some, let us say, methods that bring him closer to emotion. One is certainly to feel gratitude. Gratitude is that feeling which is most accessible to anyone who is starting his spiritual life. You feel grateful. Gratitude can, however, also bring us further in the land of devotion. It can bring us to the idea, okay, I have all this, let us say, facilities, all these opportunities were given to me, but what have I made really out of it? And at that time, one can enter another feeling, the feeling of longing for Krishna. There's this one verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to chant. I'm your fallen servant. I'm here in this ocean of material life, drowning. It's a dangerous situation. I'm not at ease. I'm not comfortable here. There are various disturbances, lust and anger. They attack me. And my life looks troubled. Therefore, my Lord, I request you, please pick me up from this dangerous ocean and again bring me to the place I should be. A little pollen, a little flower dust on your beautiful lotus-like idea of longing, this idea of praying can bring us closer to that ideal which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about. The ideal of bhakti, which is while chanting, you become so involved that you begin to shed tears. You cry. And when Krishna sees that crying, he runs and comes to the side of the devotee and says, "My dear devotee, don't worry, I'm here. I was all the time watching you, but now I'm here just for you. I wish you a wonderful day." Now we need to hear something very practical. Ich bin soweit. When I chant, I have a very simple exercise, or could you say tool, which I use to bring my mind to the chanting. It is given by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, who says, from wherever the mind wanders due to its restless nature, one should certainly take it back and bring it under the control of the self. What this means is that I have a desire to chant. And I see that my mind is not always cooperative, but I am superior to my mind. It's my mind, it's my instrument. So I simply take the freedom to say, "My dear mind, please return, please come back." Seeing it like this gives us an entire different perspective on distraction. You are fortunate when you can notice that you are distracted, because now you have the chance to bring the mind back. Much worse than noticing that one is distracted is to not notice it and to be in some mental cloud where the mind is absent or is thinking about shopping lists and all the things one wishes to do after chanting and not noticing it. But when you notice, now you can bring it back. And when you bring the mind to the sound of the holy name and just keep it there, you will see that the sound of the holy name does something to your mind. It takes it onto a different level. It's almost like entering a train, finding your seat there, and then allowing the train to take you away. This is also to be done in chanting. Enter the mantra, take your seat, be there entirely, and the mantra will do something with you. Let us chant together.